It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, how you doing? It's 21 balmy degrees outside on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. Hello, Middle Child Wednesday.
What's hello, up? Hello.
Here we are, halfway through the week. God, what the hell happened yesterday?
I don't know. Let's not talk about it.
Oh, just pretend it didn't happen.
Yep,
right.
I mean, by the time
I was driving after the show, there was accidents and stuff on the road, like on the overpasses and, like, you know, the iced up corners of bridges and stuff. People were spinning out. But two of them, two off the roads. I mean, it was April 8th. What the hell? This is April Fool's. But it's over with, and any snow will flurries will break to sunshine today. Still a little bit warmer, about 40. I mean, it was wild. I mean, we had enough snow and then it melted by the end of the day. And yeah. It was enough to cover the grass. It was crazy, at least where I was.
I'm going to say it again. If you work outside, contractors, I don't know. I just don't know how you do it. Does the cold not bother you anymore? Or do you really hate your job? Because the guys were working on my house and it's freaking snowing and windy.
Blowing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, do you guys want to come inside to warm up? And they look at us and they look at me and they're like, yeah, that will make it worse. We're fine. I'm no. I mean, I all day outside, all day.
They need to get it done. Move on to the next, you know, it's money, 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 money.
But like, you know how, and I am so curious, do you guys, because then when I was telling somebody else that, I was telling a few other people that, like, oh, yeah, you know, these guys are working on the house and they're outside and they're all day from, like, 9 to 4:30, like, all day nonstop. They didn't even, I thought they were going to take, like, a million breaks and just go in the truck and kind of warm up, even though I told them they could come in the house. I didn't see them take any breaks, maybe one. Mm-hmm. So when I was telling people this, I'm like, that's terrible. And some of the guys that I told were like, yeah, I don't feel bad for him. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that's the job. It, you know, that's what you do.
Why don't you feel bad?
Because it's like what you do. Up. It's not like of a sudden, oh my God, I just realized I got to work in the cold.
But can't you feel bad for them? Like, it sucks, right? Or does the cold not suck for some people?
Well, I mean, they were properly dressed, obviously, for the cold, right? I mean, they weren't wearing, like, shorts in the winter, guy.
So you don't think it even bothers them? Is it?
Well, it sucks. It's the job. It's the money. It's what you got to do. You know.
I was just like, oh my God, I feel terrible. Okay.
You can feel bad. I mean, you're guilt ridden. You know, to ride your life, but like they don't need sympathy or want sympathy. And if it's too cold, they'll take a break.
But okay, fine. Done.
I mean, how many thousands of dollars are they making? They're going to get the job done, okay? They want the money. And they want to move on to the next job that's waiting for them. Because I'm sure there's another gig waiting for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay,
sure,
fine.
Right.
That's it. If you work in construction, if you work outside, I don't feel bad for you anymore.
Well, that'll show them.
There you go.
Again.
Tough it out.
High today at the peak of heat will be around 40. Let's bring it mid-30s today as we start off at 21 degrees. Hopefully that was, I felt bad after, like, well, not after, but this morning I was thinking about it. Ellie was sick yesterday. She's on the end of bronchitis, so she didn't go to school. which it's going to suck because what is it? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it's like vacation
spring
again.
Break.
Right? All right. But she's like, Dad, because she was bored and, you know, she wasn't flat out on her back. She's just on that back end where, mm-hmm. you know, they're coughing, but they're on the antibiotics and all that stuff.
Kids don't, they don't get bothered by illness like
nah,
we do.
Not yeah. that. No. Nah. Yeah. She's like, Dad, can I go play in the snow? I'm like, no. I'm like, but then I'm like, it was really cold and windy. I get it, but like, yeah. And I felt bad this morning. I woke up and, you know, that may have been the last snowfall of the year. And I just denied her of that. Like, this was now this morning. I'm thinking that. I'm like, oh.
No, you can't. You should not have let her play in the snow. Are you insane? She's sick.
Well, she's past sick. And then
I know, but you still can't. You can't. That was a good choice. That was a good choice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Don't feel bad then?
No, don't feel bad.
Because it's probably the last snow she'll play in until
next
year.
It's okay. There'll be snow next year.
I'm sure there will.
It's just a few months. And who knows?
Yeah, I know.
It could snow in May.
It could be the. It could. Maybe it wasn't the last snow. Okay, 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Were you a fan of Game of Thrones, Sandra?
I never watched Game of Thrones.
Never saw any of it, right?
No, even 3 seconds of it.
It's pretty awesome.
Am I the only person?
Kind of, but it's all right. I never finished. Now I forgot the name of it. The one with the guy that's selling the meth and the crack, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot that.
But anyhow, there's something from Game of Thrones that is becoming a reality after being extinct for 10,000 years.
The Dire Wolf. And if you were a fan of the show, all of the main characters had their own pet Dire Wolf. These grand, giant. Yeah, that's the tie-in if you think I was going like sideways on it. I wasn't.
No, I knew it was, but yeah. You were, yeah.
But it's, this is cool. A 10,000 year extinct, they took DNA, this company took DNA from a 13,000 year old tooth and a 72,000 year old ear bone and put it in the oven to cook. And out came the stinky cheese man. I mean,
It's the Dire Wolf is back.
Yeah, it's wild. Do you want to hear what the Dire Wolf sounds like after 10,000 years?
Sure.
I need to play this. This is so cool. Now, of course, they're only 15 days old, but still, listen. They're so cute. They're, you know, like bleach white, gorgeous looking things. I think they were born back in October. They're about 80 pounds now, they say.
And okay, so this is so fascinating. So this biotech company is like, yeah, our mission is to bring back extinct animals. And to just, that word extinction will no longer be if we have our way.
That's so cool.
And I was like, okay, wow, this animal hasn't been on the earth for 10,000 years and it's back. We brought it back.
They're working
on the freaking woolly mammoth.
I know. That's so cool.
We're not going to have room for a woolly mammoth.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he going to go?
Oh, yeah. Stuff it in an elephant and birth it out and then take care of it. And there it is.
Where?
Where are they?
Where are we
next to the elephant? Next to the elephants. You know, the mastodon or woolly mammoth was common around here and around this area. Did you know that?
In Rochester?
If you go to Letcher State Park, all the way down to the Glen Iris, down where the waterfall is, down at the end, there's a little museum across the street. And you walk in there, and there's all kinds of Native American stuff, and there is a skull of a woolly mammoth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
They literally roamed Greece and Chile and Webster and
Well,
Henrietta.
They're coming back, people, by 2028, they said their goal is.
Really?
Their goal is to bring back the woolly mammoth by 2028. That's far from now.
No, that's awesome. Jurassic Park, here we come, baby. Now, who decides on what they bring back? And what would you bring back that's extinct?
Well, what to bring back, and then where should they live?
What do you mean? Like Jurassic Park, they keep them in like a big wildlife area.
Oh, they do?
Well, that's what you would, right?
I don't know. That's what you can't assume anything. They're freaking bringing back animals this is all just crazy.
Well, it's what do you call it?
Do we need to?
Well, it'd be nice to, you know, what's on the endangered species list right now that's like huge? You know, certain What is it? The silver, was it the white rhino, silver rhino or something? Like there's only like two left, or the last one died or something like that. Ah, it's cool. I think one of the first things they should bring back from extinction is the gentleman. How would that be nice?
The gentleman?
Yeah, a true authentic gentleman instead of knuckleheads these days that are everybody's out there.
Oh, that joke fell flat.
No, you just weren't awake yet.
No, I heard it.
What,
I was like, what?
Extinct species?
You should be the gentleman. You just offended yourself.
Yeah, sometimes, not all the time. What extinct species would you bring back?
I don't know if I would. I don't know. I don't think I have a strong passion for it. And I don't know, but maybe a person? Can you bring back? See, this is gonna turn into bringing back people.
Yeah, but they won't be the people. It won't be the carbon, like, you know, a Xerox of a person. You know what? You can't bring Albert Einstein back because you have his DNA. Can you?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
With all his intelligence and everything
I'm not sure.
Well, you know,
bring back
cool.
Grandma. I'm not thinking Albert Einstein. I'm thinking Grandma.
You know what's cool is the fact that now the great, you know, the bald eagle was on the brink of extinction, and now it's like all over the place now. As a matter of fact, I saw it somewhere on Nextdoor. I know. I caught the fever. That there was one that looked like it got hit by a car or was dead on the side of the road.
And
a bald eagle. Yeah, yeah. On my side of town on 104, Webster-ish, Ontario-ish. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is a good thing. Can it get out of hand? Yeah, maybe. You know, kind of like Jurassic Park. We'll see.
I know. What are we going to bring back, the pterodactyl and stuff? Like, I don't know. This is so wild. So, anyhow, biotech company says they're going to just, that word is not going to exist anymore.
Wow.
The word extinction is going to become extinct because they're going to be able to bring back any animal.
Good one. Love that.
That's fantastic.
98.9 The Buzz.
This is it. This is the one thing. If you're really stressed right now and you're like, oh, I'm stressed, I don't want to go to work, you just have to do this one little thing.
Okay.
Something that makes Scotty feel uncomfortable doing.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy.
What? I think you've said it on the air that you don't like doing this. I think I remember that, right? They say, a study says, dancing might be the best way to relieve stress. Was it you who said that you don't like dancing, or you don't dance, or no song makes
There's
you want to
no
dance?
There's no song that makes me like stop the drop and roll. No.
Really?
No.
This is one of them for me.
It's a great song. I mean, if I'm drunk and I'm out and it's a wedding, I'll dance to it.
Well, like even in the like they say too, when you're listening to the radio, like just dancing in your car on the way to work is the best thing that you could do for yourself to relieve the stress.
Just boogieing in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play Alanis Morissette for you in just a few minutes so you can dance. No.
There's no song that forces you to dance. Tayo Cruz is another one for me. I hear that song and that's it.
What's that song called?
Stand there.
Oh, the artist?
Yeah, what was the name of that song, Tayo Cruz? It's too early. My mind's not working.
I don't know.
LMFAO, any LMFAO song, Bon Jovi. Like, it hurts. If you were to say, don't move when you play this song,
right?
It wouldn't be possible for me.
I don't know. Guys aren't like that as much, really.
No, I think it's just you.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
What kind of intro is this?
Let's do it.
Little John and LMFAO? Chop, 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 chop.
No, I just like the LMFAO one, not with Little John. No, sorry. No offense, Little John.
Oh, Little John's the best, man.
Oh, this is funny. Kelly just messaged us. This is making me laugh. I used to be a dance instructor, and I broke up with a guy because of the way he danced. I can't describe it, but it was such a turn-off.
Kind of the combination between Elaine from Seinfeld and Snoopy.
Wait, but you're going to break up? You're going to end the relationship?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, if you're a dance instructor? If you can't find someone that's in your groove, then I can see
that. Wait a minute. Are dance instructors the most chill people then? They have zero stress? Because if dancing is the key to alleviate stress, the best way to alleviate stress, then if you're a dance instructor, you got no stress.
I doubt it.
Zero.
It kind of like levels up, right? So if you are like, you know, a mild-mannered accountant and you sit at a desk all day and don't do anything, then dancing might relieve your stress. Mm. But as a dance instructor, there's other levels of stress on top of that. So to dance doesn't mean you don't have any stress. You know, it floods up. Yeah.
It says dancing might be the best way to relieve stress because it combines four different natural stress relievers: music, rhythm, mm-hmm. movement, and socialization.
Yeah. You know what I like to do to relieve my stress? What? What were you saying?
What do you like to do to relieve
sometimes
your stress?
In the morning when I can't wake up or I'm stressed out or whatever before I come to work, I lay on the floor completely flat out.
Yeah.
And then I roll I put my legs in the air and roll back and just like crack my back.
It's a visual. Mm-hmm. When I want to relieve stress, I lay on the floor?
Mm-hmm. And roll backwards and crack my back. Hello, The Buzz.
Oh, that sounds very therapeutic, actually.
It is.
Does it sound freaking weird?
That's his version of break dancing.
I don't know what.
Yeah. Break my back, right?
Yeah, wait a minute. You roll back and then you spring up on your feet?
No, I just
because that's, come on, that's an 80s dance move.
Roll my back up and just like put my feet way over my head and crack my back. And then that happens.
You do not. You just made that up.
I do.
Wait a minute. Your legs are straight back behind your head? I'm trying to visualize this here.
If you lay on your back,
we need a video with it.
Yeah. It's like if I were to stand up and bend over, that's the same kind of thing, but I'm laying on my back and I'm putting my feet all the way back and rolling back and my vertebrae goes and clicks.
And that relieves your stress.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would relieve my stress too, because there's no way I could be stressed watching you do that. Next time I get all worked up and stressed, could you just do that, please?
Oh, sure. No problem.
I'd be stressed just trying to get up off the floor.
I know, right?
Do that.
All right. Well, there you go. Anyone stressed today, just dance your way into work.
There you go. All right.
I listen to my daughter's Irish dance music, which she hasn't done since 2020, and she'll still dance throughout the house and not even realize she's doing it. It's awesome.
Oh, really? It's natural to her. Yeah. That's cool. Well, less stress in her life. Bye, buddy.
What is your weird obsession? Because apparently something is going crazy. People are going crazy for something in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Plaza, to be exact.
This is so Luda. It is.
Well, it's a thing, though. Apparently people are going nuts over something at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's just stocked the shelves with. This is kind of like the Stanley mug obsession.
Okay.
Where they released a limited amount and everyone goes crazy for it, right? Trader Joe's beloved mini canvas tote bags are back.
Wow, with special
just
Easter colors.
Just in time for Easter. The bag costs $2.99 and are available in pastel shades of blue, pink, purple, and green.
How about that?
Customers who want the mini totes should act fast, they say, because there's a limited time that they'll be sold in each store, a limited amount. And the videos that I saw, Scotty, and I don't know if anybody has seen these videos or if you went to Trader Joe's, insanity. Like, it's the same as those Stanley mug videos that we saw where people are elbowing each other out of the way to grab a Stanley mug.
Yeah.
This is the same exact thing with the Trader Joe mini canvas tote.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're selling them on eBay for like $500.
$500?
Yeah, I just saw that. I love this quote.
$2.99. What do you mean $500?
Trader Joe's rep said, quote, "The mini canvas tote bag certainly sold more quickly than we anticipated." This is back a year ago in March. In March 2024, I guess they took off, right?
Yeah.
"Before we had the opportunity to promote them in any way, customers across the country found them at their neighborhood Trader Joe's."
Isn't great marketing. That so anyone go to the Pittsford Plaza Trader Joe's or work there, do they have any left? Because based on the videos that I saw, it was insane. It was so amazing. So I don't know. I don't know if you have a weird obsession or if you're obsessed with these bags. What is it about these bags that makes... Just like, what was it about the Stanley mug that made everybody go crazy?
Is it FOMO? Is it taking it a trend to the next level where you get a Stanley mug and then you bedazzle it? I mean, you're going to take your canvas tote bag and, you know, dye it a completely different color. I mean, like, what do people do, and why does this happen? Just random things.
I know. A message is coming in. I'm 42 years old, this isn't good. Why did you message us? I'm 42 years old, and I elbowed a teenager out of the way for that pink mini tote.
There you go.
No shame.
Yeah, there you go. Proud of you.
It's my emotional support bag. You should be shamed. Shameful.
That's crazy. Your daughters jumped on the Stanley thing, right?
No, my daughters did not jump on the Stanley thing. But my daughters do have a weird, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I just thought it was my daughters, but they do have this weird obsession with grocery stores.
What do you mean?
Like this weird love. Whenever they're in Pittsford or on that side of town, they have to stop at Trader Joe's. Without a doubt, they do.
Well,
they just love
it. Because it's crunchy and trendy.
I don't. That's why. But they also have this weird fascination about Wegmans, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because whenever I'll be like, the prices, it's crazy. Like, don't talk about my Wegmans like that. I'm like, is your Wegmans buying you a yacht? Because I think we're paying for theirs.
You know, there is something that we're very spoiled to have, and we just take for granted how great our grocery stores are around here. You know?
Another message. My kids are obsessed, too, but they never once helped me carry groceries. They just want the tote for their stuffed animals. Trader Joe's is brainwashing us. One pastel bag at a time.
It's crazy.
So you got to go, Scott. You got to get your hands on these. It almost makes me want to.
I have no interest in going out of my way to find a tote bag that won't be there.
Yeah, but just admit this. Admit this, and I will admit it then. If you're not going to, I will. When I see these weird obsession crazes like this, where people are flocking to the store, mm-hmm. elbowing each other out of the way to get their hands on it, and then you see them on eBay for $500, there is a sliver of me that feels FOMO. Like, I feel a little touch of me wanting to rework my schedule today so I can go out to Trader Joe's and check it out.
Is it status? Is that part of it? Like subtle status? Is that a word? A 2025 word? But, subtle status symbol?
So the Stanley mug, I think that was a little bit pricier. I mean, this is $2. This is $3.
Yeah, which is triple what the Wegmans bag costs. The Wegmans totes are $2, right?
No, but I'm saying the status part. I'm trying to think through if that truly is a status thing. Like what? I don't know.
The status isn't how much it costs. It's that you have one and no one else can get one.
Ah, because it's a limited thing.
Right, right. That's a status thing. It doesn't even necessarily have to have a huge price tag to it. Oh, my God, you got one of those Trader Joe's bags. Like, right now, after talking about this, somebody's going to go and try to find one. Well,
let us know. What time do they open up? Are they open now? What time does Trader Joe's open up? There's nothing you would elbow a kid out of the way for.
No. Bottle of Buffalo Trace whiskey, maybe, because they just flooded. Kentucky's underwater. I just saw their distillery is like underwater. But
that's not the same thing, is it?
No. Actually, I was at the liquor store picking up some mommy water, which is called vodka for mommy. And they had a pallet.
Mommy water?
Yeah, we call it mommy water.
Does your wife know that you say that out loud to people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's fine with it.
Yeah, okay. Or oblivious to it. And they did have, I don't know what you call it, a 12-bottle pack, you know, a little bit, you know, like you'd buy a case of dog food.
Yeah.
There's a case of Buffalo Trace, and it said one per customer on it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, because
I bought one. And dude's like, do you want another one? I'm like, no, I feel bad. I'm not going to buy two.
Oh, look at you. You're so nice.
Well, this is $40. No, I'm not going to spend $80.
Oh, it was free. Hold on. I misread that. I thought you were saying, no, I feel bad because you want to share. It's one.
I do want to share. No, I want some other bro. I want another bro to have a bottle of Buffalo Trace. See? That's like the closest I could come to snagging something that's, you know, in demand.
Can you go after the show and pick up one of these and just rock it? Carry your Trader Joe's. What color would you want? Blue? I see you more of a purple guy.
No.
Why? Just play along. Everybody wants to get their hands on it. Come on.
If anything, I'll sell it on eBay, which they don't condone or promote, they said, according to Trader Joe's.
That's messed up. If you are buying, if you're spending $500 on something that really is worth $3, that's insanity. That's next level insanity.
Who's the fool?
I don't mean to judge, but I'm judging.
Okay, you. Hello, 7 o'clock hour, 98.9. A buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. We're at 21 degrees start, maybe close to 38 for the high. Any snow should be out of here. I see sunshine peeking around downtown looking good.
Okay, that's nice. Now, before we get to the craziest crime you witnessed and what happened at the Calkins Road Wegmans, tomorrow at this time, last caller standing is what we're going to play for the spa at the Del Monte appointment. There's three appointments booked. Well, two, because I got one of them. Okay, there's two appointments booked. Your choice of a facial or massage, you, me, and the spa, the sanctuary, a treatment, sauna, finish it off in the most amazingly relaxing shower. April 22nd, 4:30 is our appointment. If you want that appointment spot, this is for Mother's Day. So for you or somebody that you know, the mom in your life, play Last Caller Standing with us tomorrow at this time and you can win.
Yep. Save the date. April 22nd. You'll go with Sandy.
It's going to be incredible. All right. So Calkins Road Wegmans. Was anyone there yesterday afternoon around 1:45-ish? I think I saw it happen.
Mm-hmm. What?
Three men. Two from Penfield. One from Parenton. Were charged with petty larceny for walking out with. Now, if you could walk out
come
of the
on,
store.
Say after with, then you stop and you rewind.
If you could
come
walk
on,
out of the
out
store with $400 worth of something, what would you take worth $400?
Beef. Steak.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, right.
Nope, they chose to steal energy drinks. $400 worth of energy drinks?
That's a lot. That's a cart. That's a shopping cart or
so
two full.
Energy drinks, do they come in like 12 packs, 6 packs, or do they come individual? Probably. Do you get a choice? Like, I'm trying to think of how much they had to load the cart.
They'd have to load a full cart full for $400 worth.
Full cart, right?
Yeah, if not two.
So
dumbasses.
They loaded up their cart and they just walked right out of the store. Now, one of the guys, police said, was previously banned from all Wegmans properties and had 4 outstanding warrants in Livingston County and was also charged with burglary.
Oh my God.
Another dude had warrants in Monroe and Livingston counties. Third was just issued an appearance ticket.
How do you get banned from...
I know!
You just every time you go to Wegmans, you steal something? Is that it? And then you get caught, and then you get caught, and you get
but
caught.
But if you're banned... Okay, so yeah, right. Let's break this down here. If you're banned from a store, and what would you be banned from? Is there anywhere that you should be banned from? It could even be the in-laws' house, because I'm sure somebody... I'm sure somebody listening right now is banned from their in-laws' house. But an 818-2899. But like, if you're banned, you're right. How do you
enforce that? Right? I mean, so like how many people are banned from Wegmans first of all, right? Number one. Number two, how do you
they should put signs up, right? With their face on it.
If
they
you
should
see
have
this
a
person,
band board. Yeah.
Tackle them.
A band board when you first walk in.
Oh, next to the picture of Robert Wegman. Then there's like the band guy.
And Robert Wegman is like wagging his finger like if they do like or they do like an AI animated Robert Wegman giving you a disappointed look.
A disappointed Robert Wegman.
I wonder Yeah, would you be okay? You know how in the airports now, they'll just scan your face and they can pull up all the information on you?
Yeah.
I wonder, would you be okay with them implementing something like that, an AI scan your face system?
Because they banned 7 people in their lifetime from flirting Wegmans. Hello, The Buzz.
Hi, I've seen plenty of people trespass at Wegmans. I worked there for 20 years.
Yeah, but are they banned?
What's the craziest thing that they have taken? Like, energy drinks sounds weird, doesn't it?
It's not so much for stealing, though, that is a big one. It's normally for treatment and being, you know, treating employees nasty and, like, getting in management's face or threatening. Then they normally will try to come back in. They'll do it all again, so everybody knows, like, who's been trespassed. So if they see them, they notify security.
So it's like everybody seems to know, like, these knuckleheads, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is there, like, in the back lunchroom or whatever, a break room, is there pictures of each of these individuals that are banned? Like, do not...
No, they don't do that.
Well, they should.
Is there a disappointed... is there a picture of disappointed Robert Wegman?
Yeah.
No. I can't say I've ever seen one.
I know. Well, thanks for letting us know. I appreciate that. So what happens when somebody comes back in if they've been banned? What do they do to them?
They call security and have them escorted out. If there's no security at the store, they call the police.
And they just take them around, turn the shoulders around and push them back out again.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I love it.
You're not welcome here.
That's funny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, have a good morning.
You too. Thanks for listening. Bye. Anyway, it's 7:11 on 98.9 The Buzz, Bazan and Sandy. We got a voice message for Jerker Justified.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is funny. Listen.
Hi, you guys. I just wanted to call and tell you about the gift that I got from one of my bridesmaids at my bridal shower the other day and how she just made sure she just had to tell me it cost $125 at Pottery Barn. I mean, it literally just was a plain bowl and to hold salad or fruit or something, I don't know, but I mean, I'm sure it was good intention, but it came off very tacky. Jerk or justified, get back to me, please, and call me back and let me know what I should do.
Here's your present. It cost $125.
Well, $125, that's a lot.
Not for Pottery Barn.
That is a true statement. That is a true statement. We'll get her on the phone.
Yeah.
Try to get a hold of her, and then we'll decide the case, Jerk or justified.
All right, it's coming up here on The Buzz. Keep it right there, okay?
Got something to share with Spazano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Or justified.
All right, Trish, what's going on? How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Congratulations on your bridal shower.
Congratulations. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So this one present stood out for some reason because someone made it a point to have it stand out. Tell us the story. What happened?
So last weekend we had my bridal shower, and one of my bridesmaids, who I love very, very much, she got me a gift, and it was very nice. Mm-hmm. However, she made a point to tell me at least 7 different times that it cost $125.
7 different times? Did she leave the price tag on it?
No, but the receipt was in the bag.
Yeah,
no.
Like, not the gift receipt. No, the actual receipt from Pottery Barn.
No, stop it. She didn't do that intentionally. Oh, my God. Well, okay. So it was a bowl.
You said in your voice message it was just a plain.
$125. $100?
Yeah. It wasn't just a bowl. It was a plain bowl.
It was round. It was big. And it was white. It's just
like
a white bowl.
She has to tell you. What, because
guess
you could.
I could put stuff in it.
How about that? Who knew?
Wait, was it on your registry?
It was not.
No.
Oh, it was not. Okay, because I feel like you just get a plain white bowl. You could get that at Marshy's for $20. So it almost is like she has to tell you. No, this is a legit high quality bowl.
It says Pottery Barn on the back of it, on the bottom of it.
And I think maybe that was the angle that she, you know, she wanted to gift me something nice, and she wanted me to know that it came from Pottery Barn, but she also wanted me to know it cost $125.
That's a lot. I'll just tell you, that's a lot for a bridal shower gift. $125?
That's pretty good. Right.
Xavier, you should have just got me a china set for that type of money.
I know. I thought bridal shower gifts were supposed to be like $30, $40. Maybe 50. Yeah. 125, one person? She didn't go in on it with a bunch of girls?
Yeah, no. It's all by herself. $125. Okay.
So she made it a point to tell you how much it costs.
Well, I don't know if that makes her a jerk.
Oh, God makes her a jerk. Yes, of course it does.
Does it?
Yes. 818-2899. Is a jerker justified to tell the person that you got to get how much it costs? Come on. 818-2899. Call us up right now. We'll jerk or justified. Good luck, Trish, on that one.
Thanks, you guys. Am I a jerk if I return it?
Oh, yes. Yes, you are. Get the $125.
I love it. We'll go with the calls. Good morning, the Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy. Joanne from Gates.
Oh, Joanne. Hi. Hey, Joanne.
Okay.
How are you
doing?
Good.
You know what? We always like to predict what our Buzz fam would say because we know you guys so well. I kind of feel like, what do you think, Scotty? I kind of feel like Joanne from Gates is going to say that's tacky and that's a jerk.
I agree. I think it is. Okay. It is tacky.
Joanne, what do you think?
Yeah, that's my view.
Well, you both are right. It's a total jerk move.
You let someone go online and find out how much you spent on them afterwards, right?
So I don't care what it is. It's total jerk.
Listen, we've all thought about it, though, right? We've all thought about doing it. We just haven't ever acted on that.
Right. Like, because
she acted on it, and now we can, if the jury says it's justified, we'll have the permission from the court.
Stupid.
How could they do, somebody gave you a gift and to tell you how much they paid for.
I know. It's
tacky. How much I love you.
Tacky.
I love you. $125.
No, you know what? When you get home and you're like, oh, Cheryl is such a nice friend. And I'm like, oh, we're going to go on Pottery Barn and see how much she spent on me.
Okay,
oh, my God.
Right
I love her
there.
Even more. That's where.
That's tacky. You do that? You price check what everybody gave you?
No, I just thought of it.
Oh, okay, sure. Now, a little mini sub-trial here, Joanne. If she were to return it, because she does have the receipt, she would get the cash.
Right.
Do you say it's jerk or justified for her to return it? Because she did say that at the end of her
call.
She
did, yeah.
Well, if she doesn't like the gift, she can return it.
She said it was just a plain bowl.
Okay, like, so you say it's justified to return?
Okay.
Hey, see, now I the receipt, why not? If why you don't not? Like it?
Right. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.
Joanne.
That's dangerous, by the way. That's dangerous if she does return it. If her friend made a point to say how much it costs and was that proud of the gift, you cannot return that gift because your friend's going to come to the house and ask, where's that bowl I gave you?
It broke.
That's dangerous. 818-2899. Jerk or justified. Messages are coming in. Justified. Wait a minute.
Wait,
hang on.
No.
Wait.
Justified?
Yeah. Yes, justified. I told my best friend, this is a good point. I told my best friend how much I spent on her wedding gift because I know she never splurged on herself. It's not bragging, it's context.
No, it's a thinly veiled gloat.
Wait, there are people who don't splurge on themselves. So to tell them, hey, listen, you didn't have to splurge on this. I did, but...
Yeah, but the, you know, like wedding gifts, like if they're not on their registry.
It wasn't
thing,
on her registry.
You know, everything on the registry is pretty much a splurge, anyways, right?
Oh, okay, that's true.
Know, come on,
but I'm still gonna.
Hi,
the
buzz. Good morning. Hi, the buzz. What do you call it? Jerk? Jerk justified.
I'm saying jerk.
Jerk is right. You don't tell somebody how much you paid for their present.
But you, have you wanted to? Have you been tempted? What was the last gift you were tempted to tell? Like you wanted them to find out how much you spent.
I don't know if I get a good deal.
Oh, that on the other end. Oh, I got a really good deal on this. Yeah.
Oh, you don't tell somebody that.
No
way.
But that, I mean, but either way, it's just jerk. I mean, it's just a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the mini sub trial, because she did say it at the end, she wants to return it and get the cash instead. What do you say to that?
I say we're going to have a whole new jerk or justified if she returns it.
Yeah, really.
Okay,
we'll
so where
day.
Would you put your tally, though?
My tally is jerk.
Oh, okay. Jerk, so she would be jerk to return
jerk,
it.
Jerk.
The friend
was
serious.
You know what? I would if I was in the bride's shoes and someone said that to me, I would have said, oh, that's all you spent on my wedding?
Guess that's what? Funny. I paid more than $125 a head for your ass to sit down and eat food at our place. So
for a bridal shower, no, I think $125 is a pretty.
But you're in the wedding.
No, I'm talking
but
about
you're
the
in
wedding.
The wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, in
she's
the wedding.
In, she's in the wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi. How about this one? This is funny. What? Jerk, it's giving I want credit energy.
Absolutely. Validation, credit.
Why do you want a round of applause for your gift? Well,
right?
Sometimes you just want to make sure they know.
Yeah, but it's like, it's just icky all because, around. It's just, you know, it's like, oh, I'm your bridesmaid and I spent more than any of the other bridesmaids. It's like, oh my God,
bull,
stop.
Does it? There are things that I have bought. Now, I've never done this. And I was really hoping that all of you would say this is okay so I can start doing it. But I guess it's looking like it's not going to fly here. But there are things that you buy people that it's like it looks cheap. It doesn't even look like you spend a lot of money. But you really did. And you want to somehow get them to know this white plain white bowl.
No. If it looks cheap, then don't buy it. You know? Come on.
All right. Sorry.
I know you're going kicking and screaming on this one, but I believe...
I think it's funny.
It is funny. I believe we have a...
The verdict is... Jerk.
Don't say anything.
All right.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz. Understanding your money. Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Here she is, Jill Schlesinger. Good morning to you. Hello.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm still nursing this illness that I have told you all about. It's called the Trump tariff. Tuberculosis. I
know. So here's the question, Jill. I have a, like, my wife's been wanting to, like, upgrade the TV in the basement that's just, like, 15 years old.
Yeah,
she's
do
like,
it.
Now's the, is now the time to do it? Like, what? Yeah. How much time we got?
Not much.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, the inventory is the inventory. Once they get rid of whatever inventory is on the shelves, then, of course, you know, they got to go buy, they import more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And pay a tariff on it.
That's it.
So
okay.
You have to, if in the future, in the near future, there was a major purchase like a TV, like a car, I think you said a vehicle last time you were on, do it now
or
sooner
than
later.
I would. Mm-hmm. A laptop, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I did, which was silly, but it was sort of fun anyway? I was like, I have a pair of New Balance sneakers that I really like.
Uh-huh.
I bought 3 pairs of them. Apparel prices, most of footwear comes from abroad.
Oh yeah,
I saw. You know, it's like a crazy, like Nike. I think Nike's footwear 50% from Vietnam.
Yeah, right. I saw some guy out of some retailers association guy, and plus I have another audio cut I want to play for you, but he had said that like a pair of running shoes at like $110 now would be $230 in a matter of whatever, you know, as soon as
yeah,
it comes through.
I think this is going to take some time to come through, but don't buy for the, just buy what you need.
Yeah.
You know, don't buy, because I don't know, maybe in 3 weeks it's going to all be lifted.
Sure.
I was just going to ask you, there are some people where it's not in the budget to make a major purchase.
Right.
So do you say rework your budget to do it, or this is just if you were already intending?
I think if you were already intending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Here's a guy named Dan Ives. He's a global head of technology.
I know him.
You know Dan? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
so let me hear it.
Here's what he says.
That would be like me watching an NBA game being like, oh, it's easy to score a basket. The reality is it's the most complex supply chain in the world. And they're able to make them at $1,000 is because of the supply chain that's really been built over the last decade. You build that in the U.S., there'll be $3,500 iPhones. It would take Apple $30 billion and 3 years to move just 10% of the supply chain to the U.S.
So a $1,000 iPhone would be $3,300, $3,500.
Right. So look, who knows what the real numbers are? I think the bigger question is, let's say the three of us owned a company right now, okay? You know, and let's not even make it an iPhone. Let's just make it a sneaker, right?
Okay.
We own a sneaker company.
Off balance. That's what
and, off balance, right? Old balance.
The old balance.
Scott and I are the owners. Sandy, you're our first employee. For us to produce the sneaker in Vietnam, maybe it costs $50, right? Now, we're going to get this big tariff that is going to mean that the price will go from 50 and now it's going to be $75, right? To sell it here. However, if we want to build a facility to make the sneaker here in the United States, we're talking about millions and millions of capital that we have to invest.
Yeah.
And are we going to make that investment? We're not Apple, right? We're just a producer, right?
Right.
We have to have a lot of clarity as to what's going to happen next. So even if you think tariffs will remain in place for 4 years, the idea of building a big facility in the United States is a longer than 4-year bet.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So it's hard to justify moving or building and creating a whole facility here in the United States for billions of dollars for something that could be undone in 2 weeks, two years, or 4 years. It's a very hard decision, and I don't relish any of these big retailers.
Oh, I know. Right. Yeah. Because it's tough.
Walmart just said they were, you know, doing an investor meeting today, an annual shareholder meeting.
Ooh.
And they just said, like, we don't know. We're not making any projections on income. We don't know what we're going to sell. We have no idea what's going to happen next.
Right. And that trickles into the stock market and then the stocks. And then it's like, it's all connected.
That's that is the world's biggest supermarket right there. Right. And so when Walmart doesn't know what's happening, no one else knows what's happening.
Wow. Okay. So go ahead and get stuff if you need it. But
if you need it.
Like, say your iPhone is coming up for whatever. And then maybe it's a good time to pull the trigger on the new one instead of triple.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, but if it's all working fine, then maybe you're fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily do it just for the heck of it. I also remind everybody that, like, if the economy's going to slow down, if this happens, you really do want to be in a position where you're conserving some of your cash.
Yeah.
So spending money on stuff that you might need as opposed to that you will need, not a great idea either.
Okay, gotcha. What are we going to find on Jill on Money this week?
I don't know. You know what? If you're nervous about the market, listen to my Monday pod of Jill on Money.
Okay.
That was my hand-holding session, and it all still holds. It's good.
The emotional comfort CPA.
Exactly. Yeah. I am your emotional comfort dog right here.
Check on the ladies from Jill on JillOnMoney.com and send lots of loving healing hugs to her tuberculosis.
I know. I mean, really, it's terrible. It's ridiculous.
2 weeks now, almost, right?
It's my, I'm in my second week now.
Yikes, yikes. All right.
Does
All
it
right.
hurt when you talk?
No, but okay. I cough okay. at night. That's the problem. I've been, I haven't been sleeping enough, so I have, I can't get, can't beat the cough.
Yeah,
I know. Right. I know. My doctor's like, take the day off. I'm like, okay, like big, huge economic story, not happening.
Yeah, yeah, good no, luck. Can't. Yeah, good luck on that, and good luck to you, Jill. We'll be watching you on CBS. Thanks so much. Love you. See you next week.
Take care.
Okay, bye, Jill Schlesinger. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Buzz.
All right. Here's the question. Now, would you be upset if the next door neighbor, very next door neighbor, put their house up? On Airbnb or Vrbo, like a short-term rental. Would that bother you? Honestly, truthfully?
Honestly, honestly, no. I don't think it would.
You don't think so?
Just because it's...
Short-term rental, not long-term rental.
Yeah, like a week or a weekend or something
weekend.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think it'd bug me too
You're
much.
Okay?
Just well, because I've got the proximity and it's kind of private and it I wouldn't probably even see them. I hardly see anybody. Yeah.
So in the Village of Pittsford, this is what's up for debate. The future of short-term rentals in the Village of Pittsford remains uncertain as local officials and residents continue to debate their impact on the community. And they're all saying, we got to figure this out. We got to come to an agreement. Now, some people say in their meeting about this, and they met earlier this week. Mm-hmm. But it's still a big question mark if they're going to allow short-term rentals in Pittsford. Someone mentioned bad for the real estate market. Is that true?
How?
Does it bring the value of the neighborhood down if there's a short-term rental? I need a realtor to call up.
If you're a realtor, does that affect the neighborhood? I don't. How? Why would it? Look, if that house is for sale... Okay, no, all right. Then if the two doors down is for sale, why would that affect real estate? I mean, you're actually taking, let's say, a Pittsford house. This is probably lowball, $200,000, $250,000 house in Pittsford. Just probably lowball, right?
That's very lowball.
Okay, right.
In today's day and age?
You know, and they're renting it out, you know, I don't know how often, but if it's constantly, they're generating a ton of income on that. So... Instead of a $250,000 house, you've got, you know, a house that's making $50,000-$60,000 a year on top of
that. But that has nothing to do with the value of the house or the neighborhood.
Wouldn't that make that value more?
I don't know if there's a direct correlation.
Well, if you're a realtor, let us know.
Right. Some people, the neighbors are saying it's going to bring down the value of the house. But who's really renting in Pittsford? You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to get, like some people are worried that it's the wrong renters.
Yeah,
but
right.
But really, if you're going to rent a house in Pittsford, I don't think you have the wrong intentions. Like there's not a bunch of young kids who are going to rent a house in Pittsford and party.
Right, yeah, right.
Is there?
I don't know. Some rich kids. No, but
you know
that's
what you're thinking, like on the lake or something, you would think
right,
that.
Right, you'd think that. But Pittsford is close to the colleges, and if a family wants to come down for 3 to 4 days and they can rent a Vrbo or Airbnb in Pittsford, okay, I get it. But you're not going to get, rowdies, yeah.
Okay, so then it should be okay. It should not be a problem. So why are the neighbors so upset? Is it because of the turnover?
No, it's because every town is protective against any change.
Everybody hate renters unless you're the one who wants to rent, because when the house next door to us, it's a military family. And when they were stationed in Hawaii, they put they're like, listen, we're paying for this house anyhow in taxes and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's rent it out. I didn't have any problem with it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if somebody would argue that you should kind of let the neighbors know, give them a heads up. They didn't really give us a heads up, but it doesn't matter. I would have said yes if they asked.
Yeah, they had no responsibility.
If they did the respectful, polite ask, I would have been like completely fine. But a lot of people in this neighborhood were ticked off.
In your neighborhood?
They were very upset. Like,
why?
How could they? I don't know, but it turned out fine. Like, everything was fine. I didn't even see the people who rented it.
Grand scheme, you know, take a giant piece of saran wrap and just put it over everything. Nobody likes change. I mean, look, last week we're talking, they want to build on some land and down near Victor or Canandaigua, and they're like, no, it's going to ruin the neighborhood. Anywhere anybody wants to do anything, there's going to be people, no, I don't want to do it.
Well, that's true. But specifically narrowing it down to renting... It's such a hot topic. It's always a debate. Always a debate.
The only time that would be really affected is if, like, Ryder Cup or Masters or like, some kind of giant golf thing came to town and people renting their houses out. Remember that?
Well, then I think that's okay, right? I think the majority of people would be like, that's fine, because it's an event. Yeah. But to have the house just there.
Just, I mean, what happens, only for rental. Only, yeah, for short-term rentals.
What happens on the other time when it's not being rented? Is it vacant? Is that what's making the neighbors nervous about it? Because there's no one there?
I don't know.
I don't know. If you live in Pittsburgh and you're bothered by this, or you want the town to say no to short-term rentals,
or you're
very
okay
curious
with it.
Why.
Yeah. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. I have a funny story. My wife and I are, you know, not loaded. We when we go to the restaurant, it's very rare, you know, because you know it's going to cost at least $100, right, to go to dinner for two people. Well, when she last year was at her national sales meeting thing, they fly everybody out to, like, Dallas. One of the bigger upper guys, they all go to dinner afterwards, paid for dinner. Of course, it was on the company card. So what did they order? I think it was a table of 10 people. They ordered two of those giant seafood towers. Have you seen those?
I have not. You've been talking about this. I have no idea what you're talking
about. Picture a multi-tiered round trays that go up like a tower, like a pyramid.
Sure.
And on
is
each
that the thing now? Each tray has seafood?
Yeah, it's a thing. Okay. I mean, restaurants have been doing them. High-end restaurants. I mean, this thing's like
high-end. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
it's not like $600. It's like lobster and shrimp and caviar and all this crazy stuff, right?
You know what gets me at the end when there's still, like, shrimp left over or food left over on that? Mm. Somebody needs to take that home with them.
Right. Why? Because
it's expensive. It's expensive. It's $600.
I know, right? Couldn't tell you if there's any leftovers, but, you know, the company paid for it. But there is now an alternative that restaurants are selling right now. Instead of a seafood tower, it's
hot dog, I'm diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for
hot dog towers. You're talking like, you know, like sausage and bone rolls and hot dogs and french fries and a bunch of cheese on it. And so instead of this giant, you know, like 10 lobsters for like $1,000, it's like hot dogs.
And how much is that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have the price on it.
Is it a lot?
Sure ain't
just
cheap.
Because
sure
it's
ain't expensive. Nah. I think it's a great idea.
Hot dogs. I don't want.
Oh,
hot
you don't
dogs.
Like hot dogs. Oh, what about sausage? Same thing.
Yeah. No. I'm not. I used to like sausage more than I do now. But that just grosses me out. That's just too much meat on a tower of meat. Do you like hot dogs?
I love hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I love my zwaggles.
Yeah, but hot dogs aren't sausage. That's a sausage tower.
Well,
hot dogs are different.
This isn't black and white. You could put anything on it. I mean, you could put all meat. You could put
if it's called
condiments.
A hot dog tower, what is it?
Well, general. There's actually a restaurant called Sir Wiener's in South Carolina that's taking responsibility for the trend. And they partnered with some upscale place called Lamar's last fall, and they added a hot dog.
So do you only
tower.
Get these at really upscale, high-end places?
No, anybody can
these
do
towers?
It. If
okay,
I had,
well,
if,
is
if
there
I had
a local place?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's seen it. If I had a restaurant here, you know, I'd have a hot dog tower. That'd be hilarious. That'd be fun. You go out, you know, and a bunch of friends, you know, you think you're rich, but you ain't, so you get a hot dog tower. You put the condiments on top, right? And then the next layer down, you could put like a big thing of French fries with like melted cheese or something on top.
Yeah.
And then you know, individual hot dogs, or maybe you could do little cocktail wieners.
Oh, he's got this all planned out. All
cocktail wieners, maybe on one lot.
Maybe a chocolate tower I'd go for. Chocolate tower.
Hot dogs made of chocolate. Mm. No.
Hot dog dip. Can you dip hot dogs in chocolate?
I'll bet it tastes great.
Listen to him.
No.
I bet it'll taste
great.
No.
Think of it. Salty.
Try it.
Salty and sweet.
Yeah,
first try Friday. Let's
it.
Try it. First try Friday.
No, I'm not.
First
I don't
try
like
Friday.
Hot dogs.
Well, it's covered with chocolate. I mean, what's the whole theory against the Reese's peanut butter cup? It's the salty peanut butter in the middle and then the sweet on the outside. Why can't you dip hot dogs in chocolate? Let's start a trend.
Okay, you go for it.
No stress. 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Beautiful sunshine. Freaking cold, but no, beautiful sunshine. And tomorrow and Friday, your chance to join Sandy Waters on April 22nd at the great spa, the Del Monte. We're going to be giving away a bunch of spa packages for you and Sandy. Just you and the girls get together. It's going to be fun.
Yep, that's right. We're going to be last caller standing at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So make sure, if you listen, make sure you're listening at 7 o'clock. It's
Will you do your show in your spa robe tomorrow? Come on.
Hey, you know what? You're not going to have to twist my arm to do that. I would absolutely. Yeah, sure.
I need you to come in and have the spa robe on.
You got it.
Okay?
Absolutely. Genius idea.
Yeah. Slippers.
It's too bad you don't have one. Oh, my gosh. You got to go pick one up if you don't have one. It's just the minute you put on the spa robe, it's like, okay, this is going to be good. So this is for Mother's Day. We're already planning ahead for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So if you yourself, you're a mom or there's somebody that is a mom to you and you want to play for them, 7 o'clock. And yes, we have our spa appointments already booked.
Yeah.
We just need people from the Buzz fam to fill them.
And guys, you can win it for your wife or your mother-in-law or your mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anything.
You just
got to
make sure.
Yeah.
April 22nd that they have open at 4:30 is the appointment.
That's the date. Okay, cool. So tomorrow morning, a little after 7. All right. Stick around for it from 98.9 to Buzz.
Namaste.
Commercial free 98 straight up.
Got something to share with Spisano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit Game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.